This is a recording of a live, real audio internet transmission.
This is Radio FVCK.
And this really is Radio FVCK.
Radio FVCK live.
And what do we have today for you? We have a very special program for you on FVCK Radio. We have an interview with Marty the First Virtual Cyberkabouter. We have songs by Marty the First Virtual Cyberkabouter. And we have some interesting Marty news.
This is Radio FVCK.
And what do we have more? We have interesting facts about Elvis. And we have some very, 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 very interesting talk from me. And now we are going to see something very interesting, because FVCK is spelled FVCK, and that is very, 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 very interesting.
Welcome.
And what's more, we are going to have some very, very interesting music. I'm John McDowell. I'm going to be your host for tonight. And what I told you is true. We are going to have an interview with Marty the First Virtual Cyberkabouter. We're going to hear everything about him. But first, a little interruption.
Hi, this is the automatic answering machine of Marty's. Marty wishes you a very good day. And Marty wishes you to be happy. Please leave a message after the tone.
This is Radio FVCK coming to you live.
And now we're going to start immediately with the great, great, great Marty interview. We found a gnome and he is going to interview Marty himself. It's not an experienced gnome, but he's a very good interviewer and he's barely always able to see Marty himself. Okay, here it comes. Wait a moment, we're going to load it.
Hi, I'm Marty.
And now the interview.
Hi Marty, welcome and glad to have you here in the studio and to be able to ask you some questions.
Well, yeah, it's nice for me too to be interviewed actually. I mean, I've been around for some time and I showed myself on my internet page, but people don't know me actually, and I think it's not fair. I mean, I've been watching them so very, very long, and I think they're entitled to have some view on my life.
Yes. Okay. My first question is really one of a very basic nature. The question is, why did you come here?
Well, that's a very intriguing question, really. I mean, I've been here quite long right now. I came from my own planet. Well, basically because of my interest in your planet, I've been watching your planet for quite some time. You've got a lovely planet here, and I think you should be good for your planet, because look, your planet is so very nice, blue and green, and the planet I come from, well, it's you know, it's purple and orange, and well, that went out of style long ago, so I'm very glad to be here, and I find it very fascinating, your culture and everything that's happening here, and well, I'm very much interested, and that's why I'm here.
Right, that's very interesting, because if you're if you're observing Earth, what has your biggest interest?
Well, I think your culture is very, well, it's not one culture, of course, but there's a big mean of all your cultures together. And what's interesting is that, well, it all concerns very you don't have much subjects you're working on. Cyber Kabouter, I was always looking for amazing things and doing amazing things, and you're so simple, and I think that's a great thing to see. I mean, you've only got one real fault. You've only got one real fault, and that's that you're not happy enough. You should be more happy.
Yes. Well, we come to another subject. Your emphasis is always on happiness.
Yeah.
And you're always asking us to be happy and to be nice.
Yeah.
Do you have any link? Do you see any link between your movement and the flower power?
Yeah. Yes, that's very funny, man. I mean, yes. Well, the flower power was an interesting move. Humans tried to be nice to each other, but it was mostly based, as I saw it and as I saw it happening, it was all based on sex. I mean, love did come into it, but only in a very sexual way. I didn't really think people were interested in each other in a much higher level than sexual. Well, cyber kabouters don't have sex, so they're much more concerned with the things you do, you know. I mean, to be nice to each other and to be happy and to be what you always wanted to be, and those kind of things, you know. It's basically very simple, but it has many sides, and well, I don't see it happening a lot here, and that's why I've come into public to tell you to do so. And well, that's basically what it's about.
Yes, that's well, we'll come to that later on, I think. Since when are you here on Earth?
Well, I've been around for some time. I've been away for some times in the meanwhile, but I've been here basically since. If I do an estimate, I think I've been here for two centuries.
It took you two centuries to come into the open and to join the people, really?
No. It's not like that. I mean, I've been in contact with the Earth Gnomes for a very long time. I've become friends with them, and they're really quite related to cyber kabouters. They've lived on Earth very long, of course, and they learned a lot of bad habits from humans, and they got scared of humans and such. So they're not really cyber kabouters, and especially not virtual cyber kabouters, but they do have some idea of what's going on. And yes, I think that's what I did most.
This is Radio FVCK.
This is Radio FVCK. Come.
Radio FVCK. And now we go back to the interview.
And it's only since a year, or I think 25 years, that I've been engaged with humans. Really, Well, we were coming to Elvis later on, I guess, but I met Elvis, and he's a very, very special person, and he was actually the first who finally found out a way to escape from being human, And, well, he joined me in virtual cybercommandoism, and I think that's a very big move for a human to do.
So Elvis is really actually a first virtual...
Not a first virtual cybercommander, of course. But he has converted to cybercommanderism. He is now a cybercommander as far as a human can ever become a cybercommander, of course.
Yes, that amazes me. That amazes me, really. When did you meet Elvis?
Well, I think that's about 25 years ago. I met him in a club, and he was singing "Are You Lonesome Tonight?" "Are you lonesome tonight?" And well, I've been busy making music myself for quite some time. Where I come from, we have a very intensive music culture, and Elvis reshaped the entire music culture on my planet because they did so very. He made different music. He put love and care in music, and that's what we could do in our daily life. We weren't able to establish in our music. We made we were coming to our music. My music, of course, later on. But it's very yes. He was very very intriguing, and I talked to him after the show, and he saw me, and that's very very unusual for a human to see me.
Yes, if I may interrupt you.
Yeah.
The seeing you is very you can't look directly at you. You're gone right now during the interview. I see you only half the time. If I don't look directly at you, but somewhere beside you, I see you very clearly. But is there a way to perfect that that kind of vision?
Oh yes. Well, it's amazing that humans don't see gnomes. It has nothing to do with. I mean, it's pure. You're susceptible to light, and so you should see us. But you don't want to see us because you don't really look at us. You don't want to see us. You want to see things you believe in, and a little man with a hat on in the summer is not something you're bound to see. So you don't see us. That's actually why. And if you don't try to see us, you'll see us in the corner of your view. That's basically what happens.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. But you were talking about Elvis, and I'll try to see you. yes. Well, you were talking about Elvis. He was a very special person, you said.
Yeah. Well, Elvis. Well, I met him, and well, he was funny. He was joking all the time, and he had lovely ice cream on him, and he shared some of it, and we talked about how his life fitted together, and he was very basic on love and food and things, and I was very very glad to have met him, and very glad to see him there, and well, we talked for a very long time, and it took him some more I think 2 or 3 years to decide he wanted to go. I mean, he wanted to leave the Earth and join me as a cyberkabouter. And, well, he actually did. I took him along to my planet, and, well, he was amazed himself by seeing what happened there. And he developed very much, and he grew, actually, into something that could be called a cyberkabouter, and he comes to Earth very, very often, to see friends and to mingle and to keep in touch with his old culture, but people don't see him. Only very rarely people do Elvis sightings, but he's there quite often. I think half of the time he's on Earth, but he's become a cyberkabouter, and you don't see him anymore. Tonight.
is Radio FECK.
This is Radio FECK.
This is Radio FECK coming to you live.
On Earth, the theory is that Elvis died. What does he think of that?
Well, to some extent, he really did die, actually. He did vanish from the Earth, and the old Elvis evolved into a new Elvis. So the old Elvis does not exist anymore. So I think his unseen death is quite real. It's quite reality. He's a virtual cyber computer, but is he really dead?
Yes, well, it's all a bit amazing and a bit confusing, of course, but we'll try to grasp it as we go along. Okay, I want to talk to you about your music. You said you made music in the past. You recorded songs. What is the difference between the songs you made then and the songs you're making right now? Because you're still recording songs.
Yeah, that's true. I'm still recording songs, and they evolved very much. At my planet, we make music we made music because Elvis changed our entire planet, changed all cyber computers everywhere. But we made music in a very basic sense. We had some basic lyrics. We didn't very much improvise around. That's what you'll hear. I do have a recording here from an early song I recorded, and it's it's a very basic text. It's not a very basic. It's basic, and I think it's interesting to hear maybe, and several groups are making similar music on Earth. And I never met them, actually. I never spoke to many of them. But my theory is that they might be close to being a cyber kabouter. I don't know if they really are. But I expect you'll be wanting to play the song right now.
This is Radio FECK coming to you live.
Right, and here we are live, and we interrupt this little interview for, indeed, Marty singing himself a very, very old song, but it's very, very, very interesting to hear, and we're very glad we can play it for you.
This is Radio FECK coming to you live.
I'm watching the cyber computer.
is Radio FECK coming live to you via Real Audio.
Hi, this is the automatic answering machine of Marty's. Marty wishes you a very good day. And Marty wishes you to be happy. Please leave a message after the tone.
And we go back to the interview.
That was really amazing, indeed. It's hard rock, isn't it?
Well, yes, I think what you'd call it on Earth would be hard rock. It's mainstream music in my place. Was mainstream music.
You're on Real Audio at the moment. Your songs are being broadcast along the internet. And what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's very amazing things that you're able to do nowadays. When I came here, you could do nothing of that kind. So I never, I didn't want to be a local hero, so I never went into to public. But nowadays, I can broadcast along the entire world to the entire world. So that's much better, and I think it's really amazing. It really is.
Okay, what we're going on are the music. In what way did Elvis influence your planet?
Well, we're not all walking in tight jeans at the moment. We're not shaking our hips. We're not wearing dark glasses. So we're not really Elvis lookalikes or something. But he changed our planet a lot. In the way we make music, in the way we record music, and it's very amazing what he did, because our culture is very, very old. The virtual cyber kabouters are a culture of 30 million years old, and there are recordings from very early stage, and there's not much development. So stars that were great then are still great.
Okay, we are going on to your music. The next song we are going to hear is a song that has been influenced by Elvis very much, and it's dedicated to Elvis. Is that true?
Yeah, it's very much true, actually. Since I adore Elvis so very much, it was easy to write these lyrics. It was easy to write this song because it's all about Elvis, and I think it's amazing what you can record with the support of Elvis and the influence of Elvis.
This is Radio FECK coming to you live.
I've learned everything from Elvis. I see him every single day. That's why I'm Marty and I'm singing. With Elvis nearly every single day. I've learned everything from Elvis. All the effects and things he say. I've learned everything from Elvis. And I keep learning every single day. Every single day.
Well, that was was something really different than the first song. You wrote these lyrics. They express so much about your feelings about Elvis. What does Elvis think about this number?
Well, he liked it. He liked it very much. I guess it's not exactly what we are going to do together. We are making music together right now, and we're developing our own new style. It's a bit based on Earth music again, but a bit more modern than the music Elvis was used to. Elvis developed himself as quite a good human beatbox. So the next song you're going to play now and what you're going to hear now is me and Elvis together, and it's a bit rap oriented, and I think you'll like it.
Then we're going to listen to it.
FECK Live.
Go on, Elvis, do the human beatbox! Right! Do it, yeah! Joe! Well, hi, my name is MC Squared, but folks just call me E. And I've got Elvis on my side, as if you didn't see. I've got Elvis on my side, you see, that's what I'll say. With a voice that sounds like homicide, and hips that are ready to sway. In my spaceship enter mush, I feel so happy and free. My coffee boils, my toilet flush, and Elvis here with me, yeah. Hi, my name is MC Squared, but folks just call me E. And I've got Elvis on my side, you know that's what you'll see. Okay, Elvis, great, thank you, let's go and stop!
This is Radio FECK.
This is Radio FECK.
Radio FECK.
Are you lonesome tonight?
Radio FECK.
And I'll be back with you after the last part of the interview.
Well, it was a very powerful rap, it was. And it's about you again, not about Elvis entirely.
No, I've found my own place again. I can sing about myself. It has some spunkiness around it. I think that's the most important.
Okay, we're going to finish this interview. And mainly because of one reason, that's because the file size, and we have some other elements in this show. I'd like to thank you for this interview, but I'd like to finish with one more question. What are we going to see in the near future of you on Earth?
Well, nothing changes, really. I mean, maybe in the future there will be more FECK transmissions. Maybe in the future there will be more songs coming out on the internet. Basically, what's going to change the world, I hope it's going to change, is that you'll be able to see gnomes and that you'll be able to develop a way to see them and to make contact with them and to make this world a happy world. That's what it's about.
Do you have any final messages to the public?
Well, there's one message, of course, and that's be happy. I mean, it's life is nicer when you're happy. Try to be happy, try to be nice to each other, and try to have a good life.
This This is Radio FECK coming to you live.
And here we are almost at the end of this transmission, and we have some small news. Oh, Marty. Yes, we're going to tell you something about the new broadcast that's coming along, and we're going to tell you something about some other facts.
This is Radio FECK.
Okay, it's been announced that another broadcast is going to commence within a week or two, and there is some great other news. And that is that a new album is announced with all the songs you've heard in this broadcast and some other songs to go with it. It will be released within the next week, probably. Major updates of the Marty's first virtual Cybercabouter homepage are announced also, and it is announced that this broadcast is going to be placed on the new page, so you can listen it all back. And that brings us to the end of this broadcast. We thank everybody, and we thank especially Smallsoft for their lovely software, which enabled making this program.
Radio FECK coming live to you via Real Audio.
And of course, we also thank Real Audio for making Real Audio possible. Lovely greetings from me and lovely greetings from Marty. And we'd like to hear you all again very, very, very soon.
I've learned everything from Elvis.